Hello and welcome to AV Glue, the AV industry podcast, not about the source and the sink, but about all those pieces in between that make your AV systems work. I am Mark Coxon, the AV Phenom, and I am here today with Gary Kay. How are you, Gary?
Doing great, Mark. I'm excited about Infocom, and we got a great guest on today.
Yeah, I can imagine that preparations are huge at Rave right now. So, and we also have a very special guest today from EB, Chris Gerto, Vice President of Marketing and North American Sales. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Mark and Gary. It's good to be here.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. I know it's a busy season with Infocom coming up in, it seems like a month now. And I really was excited to speak to ZV. And for people out there who haven't seen ZV in a while, as a former integrator myself, my impression of ZV was always that, you know, you guys were the component video to coax modulation company. And if you had a distributed video system and you had some HD cable boxes and you want to push them through a restaurant, that was kind of ZV's niche. But over the last couple years, I have seen some changes at ZV moving towards different products. So I wanted to give you a chance, Chris, to maybe correct that impression if people are still thinking that ZV is the coax company.
Well, I appreciate that opportunity. And you're absolutely right. We were, and probably are still to this day, best known for our RF products. And those products, we've been in that business for about almost 10 years now. But about 3 years ago, we're at the heart of ZV, frankly, we're a development shop. We're a bunch of engineers, software, hardware, and a development shop. And we said, look, we see IP coming about 3 years ago and started working on those products. And we have been in the process of launching them in a very methodical approach to the point where we now cover everybody from if you've got an RF network over a good old coax, all the way up to if you're trying to distribute 4K, uncompressed over a 10 gig Ethernet network, we've got you covered everywhere in between there. So we really have made that leap.
Wow. So it sounds like you guys have been playing with the network switches a little bit over the last couple of years, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of good friends at Netgear and Arista and, Cisco, and we really have delved into and spent an awful lot of time understanding how to connect to a switch, how it works, and how to get that Ethernet video piece and audio piece completed with as little hassle as possible. Our whole goal, honestly, is to make it as easy as doing RF.
That's great, because I think what I've heard, from some of the people, and I know last year there was kind of an Infocom standards plenary, and what they were talking about was that, out there in the industry, there are about 20% of the integrators are on that early adoption curve, right? And they're ready to do video over IP. But they're saying about 70% of the industry just didn't have this. If people are looking to get into video over IP, but they're a little daunted by, trying to go out and buy a level 3 network switch from Cisco and get everything running, is there a set of resources at ZV that you guys help integrators get ahead of that curve and learn how to use your products and things like that?
Absolutely. And we have, everything on our website from how-to guides at ZV.com, all the way up to we prefer you give us a call. If you're really concerned about it and you find it a daunting task, give us a call, because there's nothing like getting a little bit of hands-on. There's no question that's too silly or, too far out there for us. We really want to help guys, because we made it real easy to move video. And we continue to make that our number one goal, especially on the IP side. So you're absolutely right. There are a lot of people out there who look at this and they roll their eyes. And then there's a whole other group that's just charging down the IP road. So, if you're rolling your eyes and you're sitting at home thinking about that or in your office, give us a call, because we can help make this easy for you. And we want you to be successful and keep up with the other guy who's maybe 10 steps in front of you right now.
Yeah, I think that's a great plus. We always talk about, in our industry, what do you do besides the box, right? I mean, there are a lot of guys who move video, let's be honest, and some of them have really big names and 10,000 square foot booths at Infocom. But, we talk about companies like ZV and these other companies and where you guys really add some value. And it sounds like that training and hands-on design help is one of the places that you guys can assist.
Absolutely.
Well,
We actually are launching a roadshow this year where we'll be doing a lot of hands-on IP right after Infocom. We also took down a whole bunch more office space and have a dedicated training facility just for people to come in and really get their hands on the equipment, because we think that's the number one way to learn.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I think that's always been one of my wishes for the improvement of even our industry certifications like CTS, that there was more of a hands-on component, right? So that you don't only get a certificate that says you should know it, but you've actually done it a few times, which really helps it sink in. So I think that's amazing. For those people out there who are a little bit critical of video over IP when it comes to the issue of sync, I know you and I had a conversation earlier about sync, and it sounds like that's something that DB's really kind of got ahead of the curve on, and probably had some good, I guess, background on solving based on your RF modulation days as well. Can you give us a little bit about what you've done to make sure audio and video are arriving at the same time?
Well, you know, part of it is, I think you're right, that there was this sync issue. And still, when you look at, you go to a hotel, and you and I stay in a lot of hotels, you stay in a hotel and there's nothing more aggravating than watching the lips move and then getting the sound and then watch the lips move. And, you know, in our RF product line, we built in a whole bunch of controls all the way from, you know, slider controls to fix it manually to a automated, you know, delayed matched audio out. And we're taking that exact same approach to IP, especially at the higher end, the 4K stuff, because it becomes so incredibly important, because people have invested a lot of time and energy in a robust system like uncompressed 4K. And so, you know, we've spent a lot of time working on all of our designs, making sure that lip sync gets handled properly in those cases. And we're going to build those same types of robust capabilities into the IP products that we built into the RF products.
That's awesome. I think that's a huge plus for ZV, just based on feedback I've heard in the industry. I wanted to go one.
Hey, Mark, can I ask a quick question?
No, Gary, it's your, you know, just your platform.
Yeah. yeah. Hey,
no, go
I didn't
ahead.
Want to jump right on top of you, but Chris, one area that I mean, IP is, I think that the future of video routing distribution is IP. However, the huge, 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 and I can't even emphasize how huge weakness there is in that market right now, and it may be because it's new or maybe because of the companies that have gotten into it, is that the user interface to that is horrific. Meaning, even if you put video over IP, the average customer can't even figure out how to control it and sort of manage it in a really seamless way without a super expensive control system, which most companies are trying to get away from right now, and or without some massive IT expertise in figuring out your own way to route it and control it. Is that an area that you guys, and don't tell me the answer can't be we already have that, because you don't. I want to know is that something you guys are seriously looking at, or are you hoping that the control system companies decide to build control interfaces for your IP AV products?
Sure, and I think you're right. It is a very interesting area, and we are working day and night on that. To be honest, you know, when you look at the range of products, we will be announcing at Infocom a brand new set-top box called the MXE, and that is for kind of the more, I don't want to say, it's for a standard H.264 deployment, and the interface on that box is going to be so slick and so easy. For people who are familiar with ZV and have used this, they know that our Maestro control system, which helps you manage your entire deployment, is probably the easiest to use in the industry. It's so easy that actually one of our competitors came up to me at a trade show last week and said, if one more of his customers mentions how great Maestro is, he's going to kill somebody. And I don't know there's a better endorsement than that you can get. And so, again, going back to that premise that ZB takes, is our goal is to make everything easy, whether it be on the integrator, whether it be on the installer, whether it be on the end user. If it's not easy, nobody's going to find a benefit in it, and you're not going to sell it. So we are working very hard to make our IP deployments as easy to manage, set up, and operate as we've made with Maestro. And Maestro will be the control system for everything. So very simple, intuitive, very powerful system we've got in place. And it's going to control all of our stuff. And I think that's going to answer the question of, how easy is it going to be to use an IP system in the future?
Okay. So you're addressing it. You admit that, I don't disagree with the, you know, with your Maestro product, but again, it's not the solution in its current form for simplifying this. And I agree that we're totally at the beginning of that curve. I mean, let's not kid ourselves here. The growth potential of AV over IP is huge. I mean, we would all probably agree that not even 0.5% of the entire market has been tapped by any means. So obviously it's not like you have to fix that today, but it's certainly before it grows in a big, big way, before somebody becomes Crestron and Extron sized, that's going to be the big thing that needs to be
solved. I agree with that. Yep. And that's why we spend so much time working on it.
Yeah, that's a great question, Gary. And I think that's kind of, I guess, where I was leading a little bit when I was asking about, you know, the integrators that are having a little bit of trouble, you know, bridging that gap. And I think, you know, from my experience with ZV as an integrator, you know, when I was looking at sports bars and things, the great thing was I could call somebody and they didn't just, you know, we talked about applications and we talked about getting the right boxes. And sometimes it was even downselling me a little bit from some of their premium RF product into something that was a little more cost effective because it just fit the thing better. And so, you know, my experience in that was, you know, was very positive. And I was hoping that was kind of the same coaching and mentoring that was happening on the IP side as well. So you mentioned one.
Well, I definitely look forward to this product at Infocom, then this MXD product. And I would highly recommend that if you think it's that good, that you submit it as one of the top 10 product tour. You know, we do a top 10 product tour, and if it's really going to be that good, you might want to consider submitting it.
No, that's great. I wanted to touch on one more thing before I let Chris give out his Infocom booth and his website again for everybody. But there was one thing that stuck in my head a couple times, only because you know, the industry buzz is obviously 4K and UHD when it comes to resolution, and then you know, more and more HDR lately we're hearing about as well. You said uncompressed 4K a couple times about the ZV product. So I just wanted to give you a chance to let us know how you're transporting 4K. I know you said over a 10G network, but it sounds like you're not recompressing that existing video stream. How are you guys going about that?
Well, you know, there are a bunch of people racing into this space, and we've been here for well over a year now with product on the market. And so you look at the architecture, and, you know, we're, you know, like a lot of people looking at all different chipsets. We have our own reference designs, but we are doing today a 4K uncompressed over a standard 10 gig Ethernet switch. You pick the switch, you know, it makes it very, we're switch agnostic. You know, we think that's the way to be, because if it's going to be a true IP world, everybody needs to use what they're comfortable with already. And so you've got a, you know, a layer two IGMP switch in the middle. Every port becomes an input or an output. So there's no fix to that. There's no center line that says it's a 32 by 32 or a, you know, 128 by 128. You pick the inputs and outputs, and you've got that level of scale and flexibility with our product. It's the Zyper 4K product. You know, we're giving you USB. We're giving you all those things you need to have a full robust video, you know, AV distribution over, you know, over IP. We are using the AptoVision chipset, and we're very proud of that. We were the first ones to actually go into the field with it and play with it. And, you know, we've got a whole line of products now,
so that's
around that and that functionality.
Well, if you're doing that over a 10 gig switch, then you're not doing 4-4-4 chroma subsampling.
Correct.
And compressed. It must be, you're talking about 4.
Yeah, we're talking about,
zero.
You know, with 30 frames a second.
Correct.
You're absolutely right. Because once we go up into that 4.4.4 uncompressed, you're at about 12.7 gigs of network space, which that's pretty simple math. Even I can do that. That says it doesn't work. So we will be coming out a little bit later in the year with a slightly compressed 4.4.4 product.
Oh, nice. Well, good. So that's good that you guys can do the 10 is less than 12 math. I think that's a positive thing. But it sounds like, too, that you guys are using industry standard compression. I know some of the other companies out there doing video over IP are still kind of coming up with their own algorithms for their senders and receivers, but you were talking about the MXE box and it being an H.264. Is that what you guys are using there?
Yes, absolutely. We believe strongly in industry standards. There's no reason to, sink a bunch of capital into a very fixed input, very fixed output, or a proprietary algorithm or proprietary means, because what you're ending up with is stranded capital if you ever want to expand or you want to go in a different direction. And so everything we're trying to do gives people that flexibility and scalability and follows the industry standards. So it's not something they have to go be massively retrained on or relearn a whole new language for.
Well, great. So if integrators are going to Infocom and they are looking for a video distribution company that is working on video over IP, standards-based communication, uncompressed 4K, compressed, or slightly compressed 444 4K, they want to go see ZB. And where is your booth going to be at, Chris?
We are in the North Hall 735. We've got a fairly good sized booth. Infocom is a big show for us. Last year we met with over 1,000 integrators. We'd like to top that number this year. To us, it's a great show because we have a chance for you to really actually touch and feel and see products. So I'd encourage people to stop by, whether you're still doing RF over coax or whether you're trying to really push into that whole world. We like to say, any source, any network, unlimited displays, we can help you get it there.
Great. And they would also visit your website, which is?
Our website is zv.com, and I'm going to spell it out just because it's a little awkward. It's zeevee.com. So it's actually the word spelled out.
Gotcha. So Z as in zebra, EE, V as in very, I don't know.
Victor.
Victor,
very.
Yeah, there are any of those. EE. So zeevee.com. Awesome. And then one last thing, you mentioned a roadshow. If an integrator is wanting to get on your list for roadshow, who would they contact? Is that you?
They can contact me. They can send an email to sales@zv, same spelling, .com. We'll get it. We'll add them to our list. We will be hitting 4 or 5 major markets. We'll also be headed over to Europe to do some more roadshows. We do those every year over there. But they're a little bit ahead of us in terms of the technology, but we're looking forward to doing them in North America real soon.
Well, awesome. Well, Chris, thanks for joining us on AV Glue. Gary, thanks for coming and bringing some pertinent questions, as always. And we look forward to seeing you guys at Infocom. Integrators, stop by the ZV booth. And this has been AV Glue.